Happy Wednesday morning to each and every one of you out there in my podcast land. This is Chris Bain over at Keller Williams Realty. I want to say thank you so much again for checking out this podcast every single day. I am really enjoying doing these and really putting out there just info that I think that you could use. If there is anything that you want me to cover, just let me know, and I'm happy to make that happen. In fact, you'd actually be helping me make my job a little bit easier by doing that. So if you wouldn't mind and you do have something you'd like to hear, please let me know. So what I want to talk to you today about is fast closes, because there's a few things going on in the real estate market that has me concerned when it comes to fast closes. So over the last several weeks, I've been in multiple offer situations with a couple of my buyers, and we're getting counter offers back, which is okay. I mean, that's not a big deal. You know, the best thing that could happen is you either get a counter offer or you get an offer accepted. So we're not terribly concerned about that. What does make me concerned, however, is some of the contingencies that are coming back on these counter offers. And it's leaving me an uneasy feeling in my stomach. And I tell some of my clients, I'd rather you walk away from this transaction with this counteroffer and we move on to something else with another agent that's going to be more reasonable. So let me tell you one of the things that's really got me concerned. The first thing that's got me really concerned is if you put forth an effort on a property and it gets bid up. And in one case, we got counter offered $45,000, which was a significant increase in the price. Now, one of the things that came back on the counter offer is removing the appraisal contingency. This is a bad idea. As a listing agent, I don't even remove the appraisal contingency. And if an offer comes to me with an appraisal contingency already removed, that's kind of a red flag to me. Let me tell you why. You are pulling out your right to back out of the transaction if you cannot come to an agreement with the seller if the property does not appraise at the contract price. Now, I've shared this with you multiple times that over the last year, I've had several appraisal issues, one of them being $56,000. That was my biggest one. That's typically an anomaly. That doesn't happen on the frequent. Typically, they're anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, which really can be negotiated and really can be fixed. However, if you get into a situation where there's a $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, or $50,000 appraisal issue, you have just removed that entire contingency out, and you're essentially saying to the seller, I'm going to move forward. And really, in my mind, you're really looking at the seller saying, I'm going to pay whatever price you want. You know, if the property isn't worth what the property is under contract for, you really should be doing some negotiating, and the agent should be doing that. Now, as a seller, it's a win to do that. However, you know, you could just get into a sticky situation, because here's the other thing. The buyer will find something to back out of the contract with, right? And if the buyer's agent gives the listing agent in the state of California the appraisal, and we've now got a copy of that appraisal now becomes material fact. When it becomes material fact, you must then now disclose what the property truly appraised for, and chances are you'll probably be selling that property for a lot less. I just think it's a bad idea all around to do that, guys. I just don't feel like it's in your best interest to be releasing that contingency. Loan contingencies, I can understand releasing. However, still, I think it's an uneasy thing to do. And the reason I think it's uneasy is simply because what if, God forbid, you lose your job halfway through the transaction? You still have the opportunity on the 21st day to back out of the transaction for that reason. And I don't think anybody would hold up your deposit if you told them that you had lost your job. I mean, I really think that that is absolutely reasonable. So those are some things I see coming back. Those are some concerns I have. Remember, if you know anyone looking to sell a home, buy a home, or invest in real estate, please give me a call. 619-818-2992 or on the web, 72andalwayssunny.com. Have a great day, everyone. Be well. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.